Okay, we're on Yud Ches Amar Aleph at the bottom. Omer Le Rav Chiya Le Bali. So we said that Bali also paskin in the name of Rav Chiya Bar Abba, in the name of Rav Yochanan, the halacha is like Rav Yossi, that the days of the Megillas Tainus are the day before and the day after is also awesome. So Omer Le Rav Chiya Le Bali. Asbur Lecha, Ki Omer Rav Yochanan, halacha Rav Yossi, that there's a qualification. When did Rav Yochanan say the halacha is like Rav Yossi? That the days are also before and after, adaloli sano. That then, what's it called, on the days that you're not allowed to fast. Rashi, ki omer Rav Yochanan halacha adaloli sano. The yomim haksuvim megillas tainis, adaloli sano, litneim vaasurim, ula achra mutarim krabiosi, velo krab meir, the omer af litneim mutar. Right? That Rabbi Yossi said, that in the days that you're not allowed to fast, so then the halacha is that the day before is aser, but the day after is mutter. The days that you're not allowed to say a hesped, both the day before and the day after is aser. Okay? And Rav Meir holds that on the days that you're not allowed to fast, only neither day is aser, not before and not after. Aval adalola mishped, de'ein halacha krabiosi. But that which Rav Yossi said, that on the days that you can't even say a eulogy, those are more chomer. And both the day before and the day after Osir, there, what's it called, Rabbi Yochanan didn't pass him like Rabbi Yossi. The Omer Lefondav of the Achrav Osir, Elikrav Meir. The Omer Lefondav of Osir, Achrav Matar. There he holds like Rabbi Meir, that on those more chomer days, Rabbi Meir agrees that the day before is Osir, but the day after is still not Osir. So, therefore, where Rabbi Yochanan passed him would be the following. On the days in Megillas Tainus that you're not allowed to fast, but you are allowed to say eulogies, he passed like Rabbi Yossi, that the day before is Osir, then the day after is Mutter. Not like Rabbi Meir, who said both days are Mutter. On the days that you're not allowed to say a Hesped, right, there he passed like Rabbi Meir, that the day before is Osir, but the day after is Mutter, and not like Rabbi Yossi, who said both the day before and the day after is Osir. So it comes out that Lahalacha, he holds that whether it's Osir to fast or it's Osir to say eulogies, the day before is Osir and the day after is Mutter. Okay. One, because he holds what's it called, Paskins like Reb Yossi, and the other because he Paskins like Reb Meir. So Mara says, Umi Om Reb Yochanan Hachi, did Reb Yochanan then say, right, that the day before is Osir like Reb Yossi, on those days that you're what's it called, not allowed to fast? And not like Rav Meir, who holds it both days of Mutter, both before and after. But Om Rav Yochanan halachik stam mishnah. Rav Yochanan always passes like a stam mishnah. Usnan afal pi sha'omru makdimim velo ma'achrin. Right, the mishnah says in Megillah that even though the halacha is that you can read the Megillah earlier, but you can't read the Megillah later than the 15th day of Adar. Right. Let's see Rashi to the end of the story. Omer Rav Yochanan Hachi, the fond of me or Osir Rav Yossi. Did Rav Yochanan Paskin by those days that you can't fast, but you could say eulogies, like Rav Yossi, that the day before is Osir, and not like Rav Meir, who holds that the day before is also Mutter? Magdimin Shikaru Kodim Zmana. You're allowed, in certain cases, to read the Megillah earlier than the 14th or the 15th. Right? Because, what's it called? The Kfarim, the small villages would read on the Monday or Thursday before Purim. So they would be available, what's it called, to provide the needs for the big cities on Purim itself. So even though they're allowed to read the Megillah early, Mutarim Behesped Tainus, they're allowed to fast and say Hespedim on the days they're reading the Megillah, the earlier days. Only day that's Osir Behesped the Tainus is Purim itself, the 14th and the 15th. So Amos, when does this Stam Mishnah talking? And Rabbi Yochanan holds like this Stam Mishnah. Right? Rashi, Mutarim Behesped Vatainis, B'nei Tesvav. And I think the Bach adds Yudalid. Right? U'b'nei Yudalid Dikvarim. Right? The people who normally are supposed to read on the 15th or the 14th. That's the main days for reading the Megillah. Right? Walled cities on the 15th, unwalled cities on the 14th. Kriyas Megillah Dikrachim, Kodim Zmana. But sometimes small villages are allowed to read it before the 14th or the 15th. Kin mefarish hasam, be it Aleph, be it Beis, be it Gimel, be it Dalet, be it Tesvav. That it's possible to read the Megillah the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th. Why? Shakfarim magdimim leomaknisa. because the little villages read the Megillah the Monday or Thursday before Purim. So sometimes that's the 11th, sometimes the 12th, sometimes the 13th. Osan yomim shekarua kodim zmana behesped v'tainis are mutar. Mutarim osan yomim shekarua kodim zmana behesped v'tainis. However, the Isra of Hesped and Tainis only applies to the 14th and the 15th, not to the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So Mara says, so what are we talking about over here? When is it mutar behesped v'tainis? Ilema b'nei chameser v'kokori le'bar beser. It's talking about when Purim on the 15th falls on Shabbos. So you don't read on the 15th, even in the walled cities. You read it a day early on the 14th, right? And then it says that even though they're reading the Megillah early on the 14th, they're allowed to say Hespedim and to fast. That's not true. Or Mishori, Vaksib, Megillah's Tainis, Yom Arba Sorbo, Yom Chamisha Sorbo, Yom Epuraya Inhun, the Lola Mispeid Bahon, right? That the 14th and the 15th are Purim, and you're not allowed to say Hespedim and surely not to fast on either of those days. The Omar Rava, Lo Nitzracha, you don't need Megillah's Tainis to tell me that. That's Anshik Nesagdola, right? That's Megillah's Esther. Why do you need Megillah's Tainis to tell me that you can't fast on the 14th or the 15th? It says you have to, you remain Mishta V'Simcha. So why do I need Megillah's Tainis to tell me that both the 14th and the 15th are Asur B'Tainis and Hespit? Lo Nitzracha El Esther Shalzeh B'Zeh V'Shalzeh B'Zeh. That somebody who's reading the Megillah, who keeps Purim on the 14th, can't fast or say Hespedim on the 15th either. Shushan Purim, also you don't fast or say Hespedim, even if you're not celebrating it. Even if you celebrate the regular Purim. And somebody who celebrates Shushan Purim can't fast or say Hespedim on regular Purim either. So somebody in Yerushalayim can't fast or say Hespedim on the 14th, and somebody here can't say Hespedim or fast on the 15th. So therefore, that's impossible. The 14th, for sure, you can never fast and say Hespedim. So you can't be talking about people of the 15th who are reading on the 14th are allowed to fast and say Hespedim. It's not true. 14th and 15th are out of the question. They always are Oster Behesped V'Tainis. Ela b'nei arbei sar v'kokori le'b'tleisa. It's talking about people who keep the 14th day, but they read it the day early. For instance, when Purim falls on Friday, so then the Kfarim read on Thursday. If the 14th is on Friday, so you're makdim to read the Thursday before, which is the 13th. So maybe that's what it's talking about. Even though they're reading on the 13th, they're allowed to fast on the 13th. The Maisa, we fast on the 13th all the time. It's ancestor. But that we'll get to. So then it's mutter. So Mer says it can't be. Yom Nikanor hu. We'll discuss in a few minutes what Yom Nikanor was. But it's the 13th of Adar was a yomtif in Megillah's Tainis, that anyway you can't fast and say Hespedim. It's Yom Nikanor. So that can't be the case, where it's the people who are supposed to read on the 14th, reading a day early on the 13th. The Ela b'nei arbei sar v'kakori le'betresa. It's talking where Purim fell on, Wednesday. So the Kfarim are makdim 2 days to Monday, and they read on the 12th. Okay, Purim the 14th is Wednesday, so that means that the Yom HaKnisa, the Monday before, is the 12th. Yom Turainisu, the 12th of Adar, is another Yom Tif in Megillah's Tainis, called Yom Turainis. Elalav, so there's only one possibility left. The Karule Bechadeser, right, that it's talking where Purim fell on Sunday, and you're mocked into the Thursday before, which is the 11th. That's the earliest you can read the Megillah. Okay, Sunday's the 14th. Shabbos is the 13th. Friday is the 12th. Thursday is the 11th. So you're reading on the Thursday before Purim, the 11th. Buktani mutter behesped v'tainis. And it says that it's mutter behesped v'tainis. L'chora, and the 11th is the day before Yom Turainis. And you see that you're allowed to fast the day before Yom Tov on Megillah's Tainis. So, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like how could you say that he held like Rabbi Yossi, that the day before a day in Megillah's Tainis is Aser B'Tainis, you see you're allowed to fast that day. Verses low. B'nei Arba Aser B'Kokori Le'B'Treser. It's talking in the case where it's the people on the 14th and they're reading it on the 12th. With the Ka'amras, Yom Turainisu, you say, how could they fast on the 12th It's Yom Turinus. Yom Turinus Gufei Betulei Batlu. Ho Venergu Boshmaya Vachia Ochiv. Right? The Yom Turinus then were battle. Because on that day, Shmaya and Achia, his brother, were killed. So they were battle the Yomtif of Turinus on that day. The male, you're allowed to fast that day. Kihadar of Nachman, Gozer Tanesa, Betresar. Right? As we find, Rav Nachman made a Tainus on the 12th day of Adar. Omrele Rabban and Yom Turinusu. So Rabban said, how can you make a Tainus on the 12th of Adar? It's one of the Yomim Tovim in Megillus Tainus, Yom Turinus. Omer Lahu, Yom Turinus, Butule Batlu. Yom Turinus, the Umvatl. Hoel Venergu, Voshmaya Vachia Ochiv. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. So the Mela, it's not talking about the 11th. And then we can bring a Raya that the day before a day in Megillus Tainus, you're allowed to fast. Talking about the 12th. And what's it called? And it was Yom Turinus. Yom Turinus was bottled. Okay. Rashi. B'nei Chameser. Dehainu Krochem Amukafim Choma Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun. It's walled cities from the time of Yeshua Ben Nun are supposed to read on the 15th. The Kakori Bar Beser. And they're reading on the 14th. Yocheholach Likfar. The Kori Mohen. One possibility is that the person who's supposed to read on the 15th went to what's it called? The Kfar. The place where somebody from Yerushalayim went to Matityahu on the 14th. So now the Kori Mohen, he's supposed to read with together with them, the Prus Ben Yomo Nikra Prus, that somebody who's in an unwalled city, even for one day, is considered part of that city. Kedamrina Megillah. And there's different conditions when he had to come there. He came before the 14th, he stayed in Matityahu on the 14th, he has to read on the, from Rashi's Mashma though, that if it would be the case where Purim falls on Shabbos, and then everybody reads on the 14th, this wouldn't even be a Shiloh. Then that becomes the regular Zman. This Rashi is Mashma, that in that situation, the people in Yerushalayim are not reading early, they're reading on the time they're supposed to read. That was the Takana. Mar says, Mishor Yudal, the field of Nei Tesvav, Behesvetainis. Yudal and Tesvav are always Osir, Behesvetainis. Whether you're in Yerushalayim, and you're in the, happen to be in Matityahu on the 14th, you're not allowed to say Hesped or Tainus. Or if you're in Matityahu and you happen to be in Yerushalayim on the 15th, you can't say Hesped and Tainus. Both the 14th and the 15th are always Osir. But Omar Rabbah, when you call Lichto Megillus Tainus, Ligzor Hesped the Tainus of Ne Yudal, of Yudal, of Ne Tesla, of Tesla, to Akroxi, Behedya, Lios Olsim, Mishimea, Purim, Oela, you may Mishtev Asimcha. Purim is Mishtev Asimcha. So, it's what's it called, you don't need a Megillus Tainus to tell me you can't fast on the 14th or the 15th for the people who are celebrating the 14th or celebrating the 15th. So what do you need it for? El Elesser Eshel Zebuzet. It's coming to tell me even the people who celebrate the 14th aren't allowed to fast on the 15th. Even though it's not Purim for them, they don't have to make a Suvas Purim, but they can't fast. And people on the 15th, we're not celebrating the 14th, can't fast on the 14th either, even though there's no mitzvah for them of Mishta v'Simcha. B'nei Ardei, Sor Ninu, Kforim Vayoros, the Kakori B'yud Gimel, Kagon Shechol Yud Dalet B'Gimel B'Shabbos. When do the small villages read on the 13th? When Purim falls on Tuesday. So they're Makdim to Monday, which is one day early, which is the 13th. Makdim L'Yom HaKnisa. They read it on the Monday before. Yom Nikinor, who? That can't be. The 13th is Yom Nikinor. The Kamim Mefarish Vosser Behesper Vitainis. And Yom Nikinor is Vosser anyway Behesper Vitainis. It's one of the Yomim Tovim in Megillus Tainis that you're not allowed to fast or say Hespedim. Ela B'nei Yudalit V'Korob Yudbeis. Shechol Yudalit B'Revi B'Shabbos. Must be talking where Purim fell on Wednesday. So the small villages read on the Monday before, which is the 12th. Dikdimul Yom HaKnisa D'Hainu Yudbeis. So that can't be either, because it's Turinus. The Somach Mefarshim, I'm going to explain what it is. That's Yom Turinus. Elamai, it must be talking where Purim fell on Sunday. And the villages read on Thursday, before, which is the 11th. Bechadeser. Shechol Lios Yudalit Be'echad B'Shabbos. Ukvarim Makdimim Liyom HaKnisa D'Havi Yudalit. Ushma Minot, the Afal Gavshu Yom Shalifnei Turinus. Even though the 11th is the day before Turinus, you're allowed to fast. And so, how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that a day that you're not allowed to fast, the day before is Osir, here we see clearly that he holds that the day before is what's it called? Mutter. Shori, Behesped, Betainis. Right? I mean, how could you say that Rabbi Yochanan said that on a day you're not allowed to fast or say hespedim, you're not allowed to fast the day before, right? L'chora, here's a day, the 12th, that you're not allowed to fast or say hespedim, Yom Turinus, and he holds it the 11th, you can fast. Shmaya v'achia, somewhere it says that Mavatl Yom Turinus, the 12th was no longer a yontif, so the 11th is not the day before a yontif anymore. What happened on that day? Why were the Mavatl Turinus? Shmaya v'achia, chasidim hayu. The low pirish mihe, right? And it's not clear who exactly these people were. The oso sha'achlu ha'aryeh ido ha'ya v'lo shmaya, right? An ido. So maisa where a lion ate the person, but that wasn't the same maisa. So what's it called? Shmaya v'achia. We'll see later that Rashi says that they were haruge lud. These are the people who, what's it called, gave their lives up to save the whole city of Lud. So we'll get to it in a second. Okay. So now you see the mevatlet. Samara says the tapik lay the havile yom shalifnei nikanor. Okay. Forget about the fact that it's yom turinus was bottled, but the 13th is also a yontif. That's yom nikanor. So how could you fast on the 12th, even though it's not Yom Turinus anymore? L'maisa, it's the day before Yom Nicanor. And if Rabbi Yochanan held, like Rabbi Yossi, that any day that you're not allowed to say a Hesped, the day before is Osir, then the 12th should still be Osir, because it's the day before Nicanor. Rav Ashi, Hashti, Iu Gufe Batlu, Mishum Yom Nicanor, Nekum, and Nigzor. Right? If that, the 12th was originally a Yontif, and then Mevatel that Yontif. Right? So now the fact that it remained the day before the 13th is not going to make it awesome. If the Ikra was a Yontif, and then Mavatl that, so there's no more a Yontif, then the fact that it's the day before the 13th also is no consequence. Once they're Mavatl the Yontif on that day, they're Mavatl the whole Koach of the Yontif, even the fact that it was the day before the 13th. Normally, the day before a Yontif, you're not allowed to fast. The day before a Yontif in Megillas Tainis. That's what Rabbi Yochanan held. But here was a special case where that day itself was a yontif, and it was the day before a yontif, and the mevatel the yontif itself, they surely mevatel the koach of it as being a day before a yontif. So therefore, you're allowed to fast on the 12th. That's itself the mevatel yom turinus. As the fact that it's a day before yom nikanor, they're mevatel that also. But normally, you couldn't fast on the day before a yontif in Megillas Tainis, that you're not allowed to say a hesped. Samora says, my Nicanor, my Turinus. Let's see Rashi till here. No Rashi. Okay. What's Nicanor and what's Turinus? What are these Yom Tovim? The Tanya. Nicanor echad miafrarche yivonim hoya. Nicanor was one of the officers of the Yevonim. Rashi, Dukas. The Duke for the Yevonim. Uvechol yom v'yom hayamein if yodo al Yehudu v'Yerushalayim. Every day he would wave his hand over Yerushalayim and Yehuda, notice from a mountaintop. He would stand there and look at it and wave his hand over and say, Amos I kipel biyodi, when will this whole area fall into my control? The Amar Senu, and I'll crush it. And when the Chashmonaim were overpowered them, so cuts to Bahonas Yodav Araglov, they cut off his hands and his feet, utlom b'shar Yerushalayim, and they hung them in the gates of Yerushalayim, and they said, Peshoyim adaber begaiva, v'yodayim shoyim anifus al Yerushalayim, tasa ben nekama. The mouth that spoke so haughtily, and the hands that waved themselves over Yerushalayim, which will take revenge on them. And there's another girsa here that he cut off his head, and they also hung his head, because otherwise, what's the pet? They just cut off his hands and feet. But the other gear says they cut off his head, his hands and his feet. They killed him, obviously, first. And they cut off his head, his hands and feet, and hung them in Shaar Yerushalayim. They said the mouth that spoke like this and the hands that waved, now look where they are. They're hanging in Shaar Yerushalayim. My Turinus, let's see Rashi, if Afarchi Dukas, no Rashi. What's Turinus? Omru, Kishabikesh Turinus, Larogas, Lulinus, Upopas, Ochit, Belutkia. when Turinus wanted to kill Lulinus and Puppus, his brother, in Lud, Lutkia is Lud,